Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations appealed yesterday for the lifting of international sanctions against Burma, which held its first elections in 2 decades in November. The regional bloc has a long history of not interfering with the internal affairs of Burma, whose military rulers call it Myanmar. The executive director of Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, says lifting sanctions is the wrong move to make.
No, absolutely not. It's exactly the wrong thing to be doing at this time. And I think the ASEAN call is based on a totally flawed assessment of what is going on inside Burma, where they see these fake elections that the regime have just held and the release of Aung San Suu Kyi as signs of political progress and a movement towards democracy. In fact, it's nothing of the sort. The elections that we saw in November last year were completely sham elections, and I think, you know, pretty much universally outside of ASEAN, condemned by the international community as certainly not free and fair, fraudulent vote rigging, harassment of candidates and so on. And also, of course, in the whole process, the National League for Democracy, Aung San Suu Kyi's party, were really unable to take place because of the severe restrictions that were placed on candidates. And the key thing about the election, apart from the fact that it wasn't free and fair, but that it doesn't matter, because what it brings in is a constitution that has been written by the dictatorship with the very purpose to maintain their rule. And so what we'll see in Burma is not a move towards democratic society, but a continuation of dictatorship. Maybe we see the military take off their uniforms and put on civilian clothes, but it will be dictatorship nonetheless. This election, a new constitution, brings Burma's people no closer to freedom and democracy that they are struggling for. The release of Aung San Suu Kyi, equally, it's very welcome, of course, and we're very pleased that she is free, but it certainly cannot be interpreted as a sign of political progress. Aung San Suu Kyi has been released twice before, and each time it's not been linked with any political progress. So I think it's very flawed to say that there is progress in Burma and that the regime should be rewarded by lifting its sanctions. In fact, what we need to see is more pressure put on the dictatorship, because what everyone has agreed is the way forward, is not the regime's fake roadmap process of which the elections were part of it. But what everyone agrees the way forward, including ASEAN, China, the UN, EU, is dialogue. Dialogue between the ruling dictatorship, Aung San Suu Kyi and the National League for Democracy, and genuine ethnic representatives. That's what we need to see happen. But actually, there's no real effort to make that happen at the moment. So that is what we need to be seeing, is not a release of pressure, but actually more pressure put on the dictatorship to get to the negotiating table to start this process of tripartite dialogue.
Why don't they encourage Burma along as opposed to always trying to make excuses for it?
Well, it is a missed opportunity. They could be exerting more pressure on the regime to reform. But the policy of ASEAN has been one of non-critical engagement, a very sort of softly approach, one that is non-confrontational, and also one that they have a sort of agreement not to get involved in each other's what they call internal affairs. And so they've had a very sort of hands-off approach. And the one or two times when they have taken a more robust approach, and the regime has not responded, then they've sort of really retreated back into their comfort zone of that sort of really non-critical engagement. And of course, there's lots of business opportunities for the neighbours as well. So you see, you know, massive investment from Burma's neighbours, accompanied by a total lack of a sort of political critical engagement to try and push them to reform. So it's not surprising that we've seen this statement, because it is in line with this totally sort of uncritical engagement that is advocated by ASEAN.